Jeremiah the prophet had a hard job, and we'll look a little bit more at Jeremiah and some of the other things later on. With that, we'd like to ask any joys, concerns, and praises that you might have this morning. Sandra.
Jessica and her group that she went up to Gatlinburg, they made it out just in time before the really bad weather came. Got pictures from a friend that lives in Tennessee, and they've had terrible winds, and people have lost their barns, power poles down, but they had a nice time. Good. In the mountains, they had good weather. They got to see a little bit of snow, and they did real well. Tucker did well with his surgery, and he seems to be a whole lot more spry, and he is really looking forward to the cheese that I have to bribe him with to take his meds.
We got one of those at home. I don't know if we call it bribing or not, but he kind of rules the roost. So anyhow, we have a Toby and you have a Tucker. Who else has animals that are spoiled? And, Mark.
I'd like to put our pastor from Kokomo in here on prayer. He has a long room. He's having a tough time with it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's very painful. And the recovery is going to be real slow, long process.
And what's his first name?
PJ.
Jeff. Mm. Yeah, PJ. Call him PJ. Pastor Jeff.
Yeah. Lord, hear our prayers. Linda.
I looked up our friend Eddie White. He's in shams and liver failure.
Oh. Yeah. That's a good place for him to be, and I can tell you that because Tina had an employee that was down here when Judy was down here with liver problems. And he's doing better, isn't he, Odie?
He's great.
Yeah. So, wow. Yeah, medical technology is incredible. Not everybody. And I hope and pray that they're able to fix him up, so to speak. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead.
Continuing prayer for Mark. We went in to see his surgeon. He had something for pain for his shoulder. And we have to have reauthorization through the VA for this year because the authorization expired on December 31st.
Yeah.
Wow. So we want to go down to Panama City and help them clean up, but we're really limited in what we can do.
Yeah.
But we'd like to get something to comfort him so we can live.
Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else this morning? Oh, Linda, you're not. Well, that's Linda.
Gotta be
quick.
One more thing. My probation will be up on Wednesday.
Good.
So I will have worked at DMS / Department of Corrections for a year.
Very
nice.
Ms. Linda.
Dave and I were going to be going to Shams this Friday about his right eye.
Thank you, Jesus. Hear our prayers, Lord. We pray a special prayer of intercession for David and for all the doctors and the nurses that take care of him. Yes.
I got praise for breathing his arm.
Oh!
He's alive. But I got to play a little bit this morning. I guess that's your birthday.
Christmas. Wow.
Really nice.
So is that why you have three guitars? You got David, and you got David and Mark, and you got three guitars. That's good.
The Travis is our band, so play ball
at
the same time.
Yeah.
Anybody else this morning?
Let's
please.
Remember Marty. Marty May.
Marty May.
He's our red pastor's wife down in San Augustine. Just her cancer.
That's, you know, you. Dr. Forstoffel, Judy asked Dr. Forstoffel once when she was first getting diagnosed with all this. Then White, you were talking about the pastor never smoked and got lung cancer, you know. And she said, Dr. Forstoffel, why do I have cancer? He said, bad luck. Yeah. It's, we don't know. I mean, that's kind of a crazy thing to say, but in a way, it's true. We don't know what causes it. We don't know when we're going to be susceptible to something. So what we do is we try to help one another and help one another through it. Well, you just never know. The good news is we got hope and we got something much better ahead. But sometimes it's hard to go through these struggles and to get to the other side. So, anybody else this morning?